Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodníme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Nasledujúšie dve nedíle budeme vysielati u Pittsburghu o 5.5. hodine, tože ideme do letného času skoršie jak u Európy. Iši budeme tut u Priašovi o 5.10. hodine. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 6. marca 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. Just a reminder that next week and the week after, we will be broadcasting at 4:30 p.m. here in Eastern Time Zone. We go to summertime or daylight savings time on the 13th, and they don't do that until the 27th over in Europe. My name is Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, March 6th, 2022. For those on the new calendar, today is the first Sunday of the Great Fast, and we start with two Lenten hymns. We have Preter Pivy za nas Strasi, having suffered the Passion for us, and put Chrest Tvoj Stayu, beneath your cross I stand.
Thank you.
this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathia Rusyn Society. We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. This year again, we will have two special Easter broadcasts, the first on Sunday, April 17th, and the next one on Sunday, April 24th. If you would like to sponsor one of these special Easter broadcasts, or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Being the administrator of the c-rsmedia.org website, I can see where people are listening from around the world, and I see we have listeners in the Rusyn homeland. We also have listeners outside the Rusyn homeland in places such as Ireland, Australia, and I'd love to know who you are. If you are listening to me from those countries or outside or even inside the Rusyn homeland, drop me a note and let me know where you're from. I'd love to announce who you are and where you're listening from. So you can get in touch with me via email, dean.poloka@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Send me a note, send me a message. I would love to hear where you all are from. Bavia par robočok ne bolo mi par, dok je me ljuboval divča biloj pari. Hej, dok je me ljuboval, hej, dok je me ljuboval, dok je me ljuboval divča biloj pari. A jak ja započal dziewczatko lubiti, poczała mi krasa z liczka opadati. Hej, frajka mi huba, hej, a ja me baruju. Chłopcia dam do szkoły, a sam się ja zlewuju. Hej, frajka mi huba, hej, a ja me baruju. Chłopcia dam do szkoły, a sam się ja zwerbuję.
Bojoho, frajirka, bude kolosalki, bojoho.
since many of us are in the season of the Great Fast, this week and next week, I'm going to give you a little primer about our Easter eggs, Pisanka. Pisanka, beautifully decorated Easter eggs, are an integral and cherished folk art tradition of Carpatho-Rusyns. On Great and Holy Saturday, or the morning of Pascha, Easter Sunday, as baskets of paschal food are blessed, you'd be hard-pressed to find a church where you would not have Pisanka in the Easter baskets. There is a variety of types of Rusyn Pisanka, and there's no one particular type. The patterns and colors of the egg change as one moves west to east in the Rusyn homeland. There is the popular teardrop style, made by literally pulling a drop of wax across the egg. This is common in the Lemko region and much of the Prešov region in Slovakia, as well as western parts of Podkarpatska Rus. The more intricate line technique, which uses a stylus called a kistka, not to be confused with kiszka, which is the Polish blood sausage, and I'll have to tell you that story one of these days. When I was in Poland, I thought I was having kobasi, but it was actually kiszka. Ugh. Not a big fan of kiszka. But you use the kistka to draw lines of wax on the egg, and these are found in pockets in Szatysz and Zemplin County and in most of Podkarpatska Rus. The further east one moves in the Carpathians, the more intricate the patterns become. The images and motifs also change as one goes from region to region, and we'll talk about those next week. Pisanka are traditionally made during this great Lent season. The art of making pisanka is similar to the method used to dye patterns in cloth. There are four techniques found among Rusyns for making pisanka: teardrop, line, scratching, and bead. So what do you need for your pisanka making? You need a piece of beeswax. Don't use regular wax. It needs to be beeswax. Candle, a kistka, which I said is for the line technique, or straight pins and a pencil with an eraser tip for teardrop style. You, of course, need dyes and eggs, and you need raw eggs, not hard-boiled. So to do the line style, you would heat the copper kistka over the candle flame, dip it into some beeswax, then you would take the kistka and draw whatever you're going to draw. Then you would dye your eggs. Then you would draw some more, dye, draw some more. This process continues going from lightest to darkest colors. When the egg is completed, you heat the egg by the side of the candle to melt the wax, wiping the wax away. Then you varnish your egg. In a teardrop style, you would insert a pin which has the into the pencil directly into the melted beeswax, which is usually colored. You work directly from that melted wax, must stay melted, and then quickly you drop and pull, and then you make your patterns that way. To create a scratched pisanka, you dye the egg completely one color, then use a razor blade or firm straight pin or nail to scratch the color away, leaving the pattern in white on the colored egg. There are many pisanka supply companies out there, and if you're looking for some of those, just do a simple Google search of pisanka or Easter egg makers, or be creative with your search. So that is a basic primer on pisanka. Next week, we'll get into the different motifs that you would see on a pisanka egg. Thank you.
your father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The University of Pittsburgh will this year again have a virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. This is a cultural celebration of spring. It is free and it is virtual, a family-oriented event welcoming the coming of spring in many ethnic traditions, as featured by members and friends of the Nationality Room committees at the University of Pittsburgh. Videos will include egg decorating, palm weaving demonstrations, ethnic cooking demonstrations, the Festival of Colors, ethnic recipes, butter lamb carvings, and much more. This is sponsored by the University of Pittsburgh, as well as the Polish Nationality Room Committee, the Nationality Room Committees, Polish Falcons, and the Carpatho-Russian Society. This will take place Sunday, March 20th, from 9 a.m. until 11:59 p.m. And to register for this event, again, it is virtual, you need to go to this address, calendar.pitt.edu, and look up Sunday, March 20th, 2022 Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. So that is Sunday, March 20th, 9 a.m. to 11:59 p.m., and that is the 2022 Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg, University of Pittsburgh virtual event. Go to calendar.pitt.edu and look up Sunday, March 20th.
Скажи мені щиро. да любила. Войди, войди, дівчинонько, як єс виходила. Скажи мені щиру правду, кого ти любила. Я любила, я кохала хлопця молодого. Я любила, я кохала хлопця молодого. А тепер вже я не буду любити нікого. Любить рекрута. Ой, задута доріженька, задута, задута. Нещаслива дівчинонька, що любить рекрута. Рекрут хлопець молоденький, всі доріжки знає. Рекрут хлопець молоденький, доріжки знає, до котрого села прийде, там дівчину має. Рекрут хлопець молоденький, всі доріжки знає, до котрого села прийде, там дівчину має.
If you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, this next message comes from the Rotary Club of Elwood City. The Tamberitzens will perform their new production, Symbols, The Awakening, on Sunday, March 27th at the Lincoln Junior Senior High School, 501 Crescent Avenue in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Curtain time is 3 p.m. This concert benefits the Rotary Club of Elwood City Scholarship Fund. Tickets can be purchased online at this address, elwoodtams.evenbright.com. elwoodtams.evenbright.com. Tickets are $25 for adults in advance, while tickets at the door will be $30. Student tickets are $15. Face-to-face ticket sales will be held at the Elwood City Library March 12th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. and Friday, March 18th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. In their 85th season, the Tamberitzens will take the audience on a whirlwind tour of Croatian, Georgian, Nordic, Serbian, Polish, Italian, and Bulgarian cultures. So that is the Tamberitzens' new production, Symbols, The Awakening, being presented on Sunday, March 27th at the Lincoln Junior Senior High School, 501 Crescent Avenue, Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Curtain time is 3 p.m. To get those tickets, you can go to elwoodtams.evenbright.com. Or you can give me a call and I can hook you up with Pete, who can get you those tickets. Call me at 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351.
А она мне отказала, что не маешь им запражити. Я для тебя ноковати, так ты друга здовати. Дружина буду любить.
Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Don't forget that next week, the 13th of March, and the week after, the 20th of March, this broadcast will take place at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. We move to daylight savings time a little before they do in Slovakia. So for next week and the week after, we will be on at 4:30 and not 3:30 p.m. If you would like to listen to any of the archives of this broadcast, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or you can visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, where you can become a member. You can shop our online store or go to our genealogy page at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. And don't forget to listen to Russin FM anytime of the day or night. Russin.fm on your computer or download the app. Russin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tuzden. З Богом.
Нашов дівчину, сина, що важені не можу. Дівчину, сина, що Диня любовала, а жени не можу, а жени не можу, а біда зубала. А жени не можу, а жени не можу, а біда зубала.
Rusinju Amerika.